This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. Today, as we begin a series called Hearing the Voice of God, Rick is going to teach us how to truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will make learning God's Word fun and super easy. It's called the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called God Wants to Talk with You.
One of the basic tenets of Scripture is that God has revealed Himself, that God has made Himself known to us, that God speaks. All through the Bible, we see this phrase, and God said, and God said this, and God said that, and God said this, and God said that. God speaks. And you were created to have a relationship with God. God made you to love you, and He wants you to know Him as well as He knows you. Now, in order to know God, in order to have a relationship, you got to talk to Him. And He's got to talk to you. You've got to have a communication. Without communication, there is no relationship. Now, the problem is, communication can be easily misunderstood. Would you agree with that? I mean, with people, much less God. You know, when Kay speaks to me, A, I don't always hear. And B, even when I do hear, I don't always understand. Now, we've been married 35 years. It gets better, but I still don't always hear, and I still don't always understand. Those of you guys who are newlyweds, let me give advice to some of you men. Guys, you need to understand that there are two things you must understand about women, but nobody knows what they are. So you're going to be in the dark the rest of your life. Now, I deeply love my wife, deeply, but I don't always hear her, and I don't always understand her, even when I do hear her. And so certainly I should expect that in my relationship to God. However, I will tell you this, it gets easier. It really does. It gets easier over time. You know, after 35 years of marriage, when my wife calls, she doesn't have to say, "This is Kay." I know her voice. She knows my voice. And now after walking with God for a long, long time, for over 40 years, I want you to know, I know His voice. And it's easier to figure out now when it's just me talking to myself or I've got an idea off of a radio or when it's really God. It does get easier, just like in a marriage. I know my wife's voice and she knows my voice. And, you know, when the devil gives you an idea, we call that temptation. When God gives you an idea, we call that inspiration. When you get an idea, we call that stupidity. No, I'm just kidding. But people say, has God ever talked to you audibly? No. Why would He need to? He doesn't need to go through my ear. He can go directly to my mind. It's just like right now there are radio waves and there are TV waves going through this air that are there. They are real. You can't see them. There are actually pictures going through the air right now. You can't see it. That doesn't mean it's not real. It's real. But if you have a tuner, a radio, or a TV, and you tune in, you can get the message and you can see the picture. And the key is tuning in. You got to know how to tune in. And this weekend, we're going to look at how do you tune in to hear God speak to you. I can have the finest Bose radio, but if it's not tuned into the channel, I'm still not going to hear the radio program, no matter how good the equipment is. Most of you don't remember this because you're not that old, but back in the 70s, there was a thing called the CB radio craze. And first, truckers had these CB radios, citizen band radios, in their car, and then people started putting them in their car, and there was a whole lingo about it, and they made a bunch of movies about it, and there were phrases like, put your pedal to the metal, and 10-4, good buddy, and one of the phrases of the CB craze was, have you got your ears on? And that meant is, are you tuned in? Are you listening? Well, that's not actually a new concept. 2,000 years before the CB radio craze, Jesus said something like that. Notice there on your outline, if you take out your message notes, in Luke chapter 8, it says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And what's he saying? He's saying, you got to be tuned in. And today we're going to look at a famous story that Jesus told that mentions how to tune into God, teaches us how to tune into God and hear God speak to us. But before we do that, I want to just quickly give you three reasons why this is important. Would you write these down? You may think, well, it's not important for me to hear from God. Oh, yes, it is. Because number one, it proves I'm in God's family. It proves I'm in God's family. It verifies that you're a believer. It confirms your relationship to God. If you don't have any communication with God, you don't have a relationship with God. You got to have communication in order to have a relationship. You talk to him and he talks to you. I mean, this is the difference between having a relationship and knowing about somebody. I could say, I know Tom Cruise. Now, I don't really know him, but I could say, I know Tom Cruise. You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I write him all the time. Does he write you back? No. I call him all the time. Does he call you back? No. Have you ever talked to him? No. Then you don't really have a relationship. You're just a fan. Okay, you're just a fan. And a lot of people are fans of God, but they don't have a relationship with God. God wants you to be able to communicate. So if you never hear from God in your life, you have every reason to doubt that you have a relationship with him. Because if you got a relationship, you communicate with each other on a daily basis. It proves I'm in God's family. Second thing, it protects me from mistakes. It protects me from mistakes. Now here's a cool thing. If you actually do listen to God on a daily basis, you'll find that he's gonna warn you some potholes, some traps, some bends in the road, and you'll save yourself a lot of time and energy and frustration and failure if you do it God's way. He will warn you in advance of traps. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 3, verse 6. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. I couldn't count the number of times that God has spared me from a failure, a mistake, or a major embarrassment when I just got that little word. And sometimes God only says one word to me, don't. And that's all he needs to say, don't, or no. Sometimes it's two, watch out. Sometimes God will save you the time and the money and the energy of making going down the wrong path if you will listen to him. That's the third thing. Not only protects me from mistakes, it produces success in life. Now, I'm not talking about the way the world defines success, if everybody's supposed to be a millionaire and nothing goes wrong in your life. That's not success. Success is being exactly what God made you to be. It's the fulfillment. It's the meaning and purpose of living in the center of God's will. And in Psalm 32, the Bible says this, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, I want you to circle the phrase, your life. I will guide you, God says, he promises, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. Notice it's for your life. Did you know that there's a best pathway for your life, but there's a different pathway for everybody else's life? And the reason why we often get in trouble is we're trying to follow other people's pathways. Most people start off as originals and everybody starts off as original, but most of them end up as carbon copies of somebody else. Because we start trying to go down somebody else's path. If you listen to God, you know you have a relationship with him. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said. You know that he's going to protect you from mistakes, and you know you're going to be on the right path. You're going to make fewer errors, and you're going to have more success in life because you're being on the path that was meant for you to be on. Now, how do I hear God speak? Well, in Luke chapter 8, Jesus tells a very famous story. It's called the story of the four soils, or the parable of the seed and the soils. And he gives an illustration that everybody would understand in those days, the illustration of a farmer. He says, a farmer goes out to sow seed. Now, when a farmer goes out to plant seed, they didn't have planting machines in those days, and he certainly didn't plant it one seed at a time and cover it up like that. That would take too long to plant one seed at a time in a field. Would take way too long. So farmers in the ancient world, and still today, they do it in rural areas without machines, they broadcast seed. They've got a bag of seed, and as they walk down the pathway through the field, they throw the seed out. This is called broadcasting. It's where we get the word TV broadcasting. It's because it's broadly casting the seed. It's not narrow casting one seed at a time. You're broadcasting the seed on the whole field. Now, some of that seed falls on rocky soil. Some of it falls on the footpath. Some of it falls where there's weeds. Some of it actually falls on the soil that's been cultivated and ready for growth. And Jesus says, these four kinds of soil represent four kinds of attitudes that I can have. And these attitudes are going to determine whether I actually hear God in my life or don't. So this is a very important story. And he says, depending on the type of soil, you get four types of response when God speaks. God is talking to you all the time. All the time. You're just not tuned into it. And you're not on the same channel. Now, the Bible says in this story that the farmer represents God and the seed represents what God wants to say to you. It's his word. And the soil represents my heart or my mind. It's my attitude and how receptive I am to hearing God. Now, he says in this story, there are four things that if I want to hear God speak, I have to do. You might write these down. Number one, if I want to hear God speak to me, first, I must cultivate an open mind. I must cultivate an open mind. I've got to be receptive. I've got to be willing to hear from God. I've got to be ready and eager and willing to listen. Because the first barrier to hearing God is actually resistance. I'm just resistant to it. Now, Jesus talks about this in verse 5. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. And as it was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Now, what's he talking about here? Well, on a farm and in a field, there are footpaths between the rows where the vegetables are going to grow. And there's a footpath that the farmer can walk down. As the farmer walks on this footpath time after time after time, that soil gets pushed down. It gets compacted and it gets hardened by a lot of traffic going through. And like a lot of minds, you got a lot of traffic going through your mind's going to get hardened. It gets pushed down. And he says, when he broadcasts his seed, some of the seed falls on the hardened path, And he says, any seed scattered there has no chance of taking root because the ground is hard. The seed can't penetrate. It lies on the surface. In fact, he says, the birds come along and they see the seed and they just eat it up before it even has a chance to sprout. And he says, this life is for the birds. You know, when you can't hear God, this life is for the birds. He said, it's never going to take root in your life. And he's saying, the first thing you do is you have to be receptive. You have to cultivate an open mind. Now, Jesus gives us the meaning in verse 12 of what he's saying. Those along the footpath, he said, they're the ones, they represent the ones who hear God speak. But then the devil comes along and takes the word from their heart so they cannot believe and be saved. Now, what's he saying here? What does the footpath represent? Well, it represents the first kind of mind I can have. And a footpath has two characteristics. It's hardened and it's narrow. Do you know any minds like that? They're hardened and they're narrow. They're narrow-minded and they're hard-headed and they won't even be open to the possibility. They don't even believe it's possible that God could talk to them. Well, no wonder he never does, because they're hard-headed and narrow-minded like the footpath. You've noticed that the quality of reception on a cell phone varies widely. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And the same is true with you. There's a spiritual principle there. You must be positioned correctly in order to hear the message. There's some places you can be, you're not going to hear God speak. But you've got to be positioned correctly so that you can say, can you hear me now? And you have to be in the right receptive area, in the right receptive mood. The point is, sometimes we never even give God a chance to talk to us. Our minds are made up. We don't want God to talk to us because we, frankly, don't want his input. We've made up our minds. We want to do what we want to do, not what God wants us to do. And so our hearts are hardened. We're unwilling to listen. Now write this down. The hardened soil represents a closed mind. The hardened soil represents a closed mind. In other words, I don't even believe that God does talk to people. And I don't believe God would ever talk to me. Well, of course he's not going to talk to you if that's what you believe. Now, what causes a closed mind? I mean, really, what causes people to not hear God? There are three mental barriers. You might write these down. Number one is pride. If I'm prideful and I don't think I need God in my life, he's not going to talk to me. He said, I can handle this myself. I can figure it out myself. So I'm not even listening. I'm not even open to the possibility that God might want to say something to me. I don't need his help, so I don't pray and I don't listen. Pride. Number two is fear. Fear is a mental block. A lot of people can't hear God speak because they're afraid to hear God speak. They think, you know, if God spoke to me, put a thought in my mind, and I actually listened to it, maybe he'd turn me into some kind of religious nut. No, he wants to set you free. The more you know God, the more natural you become, not the more silly, quirky, weird you become. The more you know God, the more natural you become. You become what God made you to be. Pride will close my mind. Fear will close my mind. And here's a third one, bitterness. When I am holding on to a hurt, when I'm holding on to resentment, when I'm holding on to a grudge, then I'm not going to be listening to God because my heart is hardened. Things have happened in your life that have hurt you. I'm sorry. But if you're holding on to hurt, whenever you hold on to a hurt, here's what happens. Your heart grows hard and it grows cold. And you become defensive, even defensive to God's love. Why did God allow this to happen? And you get very defensive and you close your mind and you close your heart. Some of you have been hurt very badly this week. Some of you were hurt badly years and years ago, but you're still holding on to it. And I want to tell you, as your pastor, who loves you and who cares for you and wants what's best for you, you got to let it go. Not for their sake, but for your sake. The resentment is killing you. You're not hurting the person who you're resentful against, who you're holding a grudge against. You're not hurting them at all. You are hurting yourself. It is a self-inflicted wound. And you're allowing people from your past to continue to hurt you today. That's dumb. You need to let it go. Not because they deserve it. You don't deserve to be forgiven all for all the stuff you've done. You need to let it go because you can't get on with your life. When you forgive somebody, you're the one who's liberated, not them. You're the one who's liberated. And if you hold on to it, your heart gets harder and harder and harder, and you got the hard closed mind and the hard heart. Bitter life is a wasted life. As Jesus said, the birds come along and eat the seed. It's for the birds. Here's the smart response. James chapter 1 says this. Get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives. That means maybe you ought to turn off the TV. Maybe there's some stuff you shouldn't be watching or reading. Get rid of the filth and evil in your lives because that's going to trample it down, make your hard heart. And humbly accept the message God has planted. There's that word planted in your hearts. For it is strong enough to save your soul. Circle the phrase humbly accept. This is the key. I say, Lord, I tried to figure it out on my own, but I kept hitting a wall. I don't like the way I'm going in life. I'm going with your plan, not my plan. I'm going to listen to you. I must cultivate an open mind.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Good communication is vital to a healthy relationship, and God wants you not only to talk to Him, but also hear His voice. He wants to have a conversation with you. That's why we're so excited to tell you about the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Here's Rick to tell you more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and keep them deep within your heart. To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's word in your mind so you can remember it. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize Scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. So study after study have shown that if you teach a child to memorize Scripture, they'll be a better student at school too because it strengthens your mind. Imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get your very own Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special surprise thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.